From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with top European and NATO officials today in Brussels. They talked about changes in the global security situation since September 11th. Putin and the Europeans agreed to hold monthly consultations on security issues, and Putin also hinted that his government might be willing to take another look at NATO expansion eastward, something Russia has long opposed. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Brussels.
European and NATO officials fell over one another to hail a new chapter in relations with the Russian Federation. At a joint news conference, NATO Secretary General George Robertson called Russia an increasingly important and special partner of the North Atlantic Alliance.
For some 40 years, NATO and Russia sat and glowered at each other. For another 10 years, we tiptoed around each other. But now I believe that we are entering an era where substantial and practical cooperation is going to build a unique relationship between us.
That unique and new relationship stems from the fight against global terrorist networks. Last month's attacks against the U.S. seem to have shifted the tone of the dialogue between Russia and the West. Rather than focusing on disputes over missile defense, Putin was more interested in talking about creating new global security structures. Still, he was asked about NATO expansion, long a contentious issue, and his answer signaled a new, softer line. As for NATO expansion, Putin said, one can take an entirely different look at this. If NATO takes on a different shade and becomes more of a political organization, then, of course, we would reconsider our position if we were involved in these processes. The Russian president also suggested that Russia could play a bigger role in global security cooperation. With respect to joint action, Putin said, referring to NATO, we could be doing more. Putin managed to evade lengthy scoldings from European officials over Chechnya. Already last month, Germany's Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder hinted that the EU might soften its criticism of alleged Russian human rights violations in the breakaway republic. A joint communique released by the EU and Russia today made only one brief mention of the Chechen conflict. It called for a political solution to the crisis there. The EU's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, appearing with Putin earlier today, said Russia was firmly in the European camp in the fight against terrorism.
We have achieved important conclusions today on the relationship, on the practical relationship between the European Union and the Russian Federation, and we have really make an effort to have at least a monthly exchange of views, so that we want to have a fluent, rapid and efficient channel of communication between the European Union and the Russian Federation.
The channel of communication, said Solana, will start with a security cooperation agreement. The EU and Russia will share intelligence on money laundering, arms smuggling and weapons of mass destruction. NATO opened its own channel today. U.S. counterterrorism expert Frank Taylor briefed the Russian leader about evidence it says implicates Osama bin Laden in the September 11 attacks. Guy Raz, NPR News, Brussels.